for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Telesummit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Today, we have a really special topic, divine doctoring. What does that mean? Spirit surgery and soul recovery with our new guest speaker, Vandana Tara. It is her first time. We are honored to be hosting her on From Heartache to Joy. Vandana Atara Ora was gifted her name by her spiritual teacher, who is affectionately known as Amma, the Hugging Saint from India. Many of you already know her, and many of you have actually had the experience of receiving a hug from her. So Vandana embodies the divine feminine frequencies of Christed light through her soothing voice, her open heart, and tender touch. Her divine healing intervention team and doctors of divinity can be felt, seen, and experienced through her body, eyes, aura, and healing touch when you are in her divine presence. Vandana was gifted ascension keys and codes during the paradigm shift in December 2012 to help usher in the new energies of unity, community, and 5D living with ease and grace. Her greatest joy is to transmute 3D density and duality into pure light and oneness as we move into the Aquarian age and birth the new earth together. She's a first waver, awakener, a rebirther, and timeline transformer who is here to raise consciousness, elevate souls, be of service, and uplift the planet. She's known for her soothing voice, hypnotic soul journeys, living touch, are just out of this world. All right, so today, what are we going to be experiencing? So just so you guys are prepared, profound peace, presence, and protection, deep relaxation and immediate stress reduction, relief and release of troubled timeline trauma, soul support from your healed and holy ancestors, and ease and grace to assimilate and integrate 100% pure light. She's also going to be offering her divine diagnostics. What are those? Those are the one-on-one chances that you're going to be able to get if you are on the phone line. Please make sure that you press star 2 to raise your hand so that you can receive a chance to receive this divine diagnostic, which is a scan that Vandana will do, and if required, whatever light clearing she can do during that limited time. We have about 3 to 5 minutes for each caller. So make sure you're fully present. Let's welcome this amazing soul to our show, and let's get started. Vandana, welcome, my dear. It's such a joy to have you with us.
Aw, thank you so much, Iram. I really am so grateful to be here and super excited to see what else is possible here for the highest healing outcome for us all. And it's going to be a lot of fun and healing. You know, doesn't have to be serious or complicated, you know, with these new energies on the earth. It could be, you know, faster and easier than we were ever told was ever possible.
So let's rock it. I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's rock it. Absolutely. I love it. Now, Vandana, you talk about the reset codes, and your clearings are so amazing. People are reporting absolutely amazing results from it. Can you explain how the clearings and the creations and the reset codes work?
Yeah, anyone can do it, any child or adult. It's really fun, and it's meant to be shared as a gift and a blessing to all of humanity. What the codes do is they spell out different frequencies and healing energies that are embedded and encoded in each letter to raise our consciousness, elevate our vibration, and unlock a lot of blockages from all of our timelines and lifetimes. So everything is there. As soon as we command a change or just a shift of any kind, it will permeate and penetrate through every cell and molecule subatomically in our being, all the way through the blood, bone, and marrow of us. And it will shift everything. As we know, permanent transformation happens from the inside out. So, for example, when I say everything that doesn't allow you to understand what I'm saying and to truly get the principles here and to receive the highest healing outcome for you, we say rich. We say unlock, clear, cancel, release, remove. We shrink it, we isolate it, we dissolve it in pure 100% light from Holy Spirit. right? And so this encompasses all of the divine assistance and intervention from all the angels, archangels, guides, and guardians. And RICH stands for simply release, clear, integrate, and harmonize all of our beings, our minds, our spirits, our bodies, our fields, all of us as multidimensional souls. So, and then we have another code, which is called RACE, which is simply about allowing ourselves to be so present, not in the past or future mind, but in our profound, powerful, potent presence. The next code is called RACE, and that's about just receiving the blessings, allowing them in, receiving the magic, the medicine, and the miracles that we're all worthy of, that it is our divine birthright and our spiritual inheritance just by simply being in a body. So an example of using that would be something like everything that living well, being well, and feeling well would look and feel like in my body, in my life, everything, all that would be RACE. And this is sort of like the allowance and the expansion of that. And that stands for receive, allow, create, and expand. And the last code has been upgraded recently. It started out at the end of 2012 when we're shifting into the higher dimensions and creating new realities and new beginnings on the earth. It started out as simply saying reality reset. Reality reset is dreaming a better reality into our existence, allowing that into our highest consciousness. It's actually moving you forward, propelling you forward into the highest timeline that's meant for you to live on, not only live on, survive on, but also thrive on. So when we say something like reality reset, it's kind of like all the lights were red before, now they all turn green and we have that forward, you know, rapid movement. That's why we call it accelerated light. And this is the light that we're working on. It's that spiritual light, it's holy light, it's divine light, and it's nameless light that really has no name. So this is how we shift our reality. So this is kind of like the icing on the cake or the sealer. And the other thing is, we also say something called autocorrect reset or redirect autocorrect reset, because this light has its own intelligence, Aram. So there's nothing for us to actually instruct it to do for us. It knows with its own intelligence and elegance, right, how to move, how to change us from the inside out, right? How to shift us, how to uplift us. So it does what it needs to do to reset, recalibrate, and rebalance all of our systems, our mind, body, and spirit into total balance, peace, and harmony. So that is it in a nutshell. That's the fast version, the accelerated light version.
I love it. Thank you so much for explaining That is super exciting. Now, can anyone of any age, background, or experience use these processes to heal themselves and others?
Absolutely, yes, and please do. As I was saying before, anyone of any background, you don't have to be a medium, a psychic, a healer, or, you know, someone with any, advanced knowledge of healing modalities at all. This is something for all of humanity to use to really pop us back into our bodies, because especially many light workers, our community, I don't like to use the word new age, but a lot of people in 3D like call us that. So, but I don't like to create any labels or separateness. So, people like us tend to spiritually bypass, and we tend to leave our bodies and kind of hover around it, instead of fully grounding our light and really feeling anchored and belonging on the earth. And so it's very difficult to manifest abundance, love, you know, wealth, health, like all the miracles, you know, that actually are our birthright that many people have given up hope on. So it is important to connect with the angelic realms, very important with your higher self and I am presence. But it's quite important as well to actually inhabit our physical body temples as our own body's spirit guide and guardian, our own body's caregiver and caretaker. So when you say these codes, you know, with passion and, you know, and enthusiasm, and you're really transmitting such a valuable message to the universe. You're really being proactive. You're really taking your powers back. You're claiming your sovereign soul, and you're really returning fully and completely to your own body temple, right? Because it's important to, you know, be sort of, you know, in our higher chakras to receive very valuable communications from spirit. But it's also important to take all that inspiration, divination, and allow it to move through us, right? So we can embody that intelligence.
Love that. We are getting some comments on the webcast. People are excited because lots of people are just really, really ready to get rid of some
yes.
of this stuff. Yeah, that's been just holding them back. And now, what is one of the most exciting things when I was reading about your work is your Divine Healing Intervention Team. You have some pretty powerful members in that team. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And they keep coming on board more and more. See, everyone as soul, we all have a soul-assigned healing team that works with us. You can call it a God team or, you know, our councils, guardians, our soul clusters. We're all being overseen and overlit by these loving, benevolent, kind, and compassionate beings. And they all divinely doctor us. Many of them nurse us back to health. They comfort us, they soothe us, they hold us, and they support us. They really have our back. And many of these beings were doctors in real life. A lot of the earth doctors were the surgeons, I should say. And then many of them are galactic, Christed, benevolent doctors, surgeons that live in the stars, in Shambhala, in what is known as the Great White Lodge. And these are like the Sirian star beings. And many healers are already connected with these Christed doctors, like Dr. Lorfan, who already have studied, have been initiated and attuned to these advanced light technologies, these master healing waves of frequencies. So when people listen to me or they hear me bringing in Dr. Lorfan and they sense this blue, indigo blue light all around their field and they just feel euphoric and lit up and just so divinely like protected and guided and empowered, that, you know, it's not the first time that they've met or worked with Dr. Lorfan. And he has his healing hospital, his, you know, healing ashram or whatever you want to call it, this retreat where anyone is accepted, right? There's no, you know, there are no fees. It's, you know, you just need to make a divine appointment and you'll go there in dream time. You'll receive the downloads, the updates, and the resets there. Mostly Dr. Lorfan performs a lot of work with etheric acupuncture. So this is non-invasive spirit surgery. There are treatment processes, there's laser lights, there's infrared technologies, and everyone is assigned their own private Medipod where it's the right sounds and colors and temperature, and it just is perfect for you to really feel sort of rocked and cradled and nurtured like a newborn, right? Because here, this 5D healing is only available in this healing hospital in the inner plains, right? In the Great White Lodge in Shambhala. This is a city of healing, right? So it's not available here yet. So we're not saying, you know, please only work with Dr. Lorfan or one of the Himalayan healing masters or doctors. We're not saying that, but we are suggesting to use these divine doctors as a supplement, because they'll provide the missing links to your highest healing outcome with the greatest ease and grace. So, in other words, they will provide healing that's not available yet on this planet. This is, we're talking about advanced Arcturian, Venusian, Sirian, galactic, but only Christed benevolent healing. So what it does is it's a perfect complement and supplement to receive the medicines, the soul medicines, right? And, you know, all the guidance and information that 3D doctors here on this planet might not have available. And what's really beautiful, Aram, is that they oversee and they overlight your own medical team here on this planet. So this way, you and your doctors are receiving healing at the same time when you go into surgery.
Beautiful.
Yeah, pre-op. Mm. I'm getting the chills now. Pre-op, during the operation, and a lot of them are Reiki doctors, and they'll help to accelerate wound recovery. We're not just talking about, you know, physical stuff. Like, of course, that's very important, but we know that's the dentist's layer, and it starts on a spiritual level, all trauma, stress, or, you know, ancestral patterns like this are karmic. So they start from the inside out. So, wow. I mean, it's pretty incredible that it accelerates mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual woundings of all kinds that we carry and store deep within our chakras, our nadis and meridians. And these skilled surgeons, these medical assistants, the divine diagnosticians, the clinicians. There's even a divine doula that helps to rebirth you and heal your inner child. And there's like, there are spirit shamans there that perform interdimensional soul retrieval. It's so exciting. And more and
very
more
exciting.
They keep stepping forward and saying, hey, we want to help too, you know, so it's cool.
Wonderful. That is amazing. I mean, beyond exciting, and the results speak for themselves. I actually have someone who has worked with you. Caroline is on the line from Canada. She wants to actually talk about her experience. So you are unmuted. Caroline, can you hear me?
Can
you say something?
You. I am here.
Oh, hi there. Hello, my dear. So you wanted to talk about your experience with Vandana?
Oh, absolutely. And so,
hi, Caroline.
Hi, beautiful. Hello.
Oh, hello, my dear.
I was just writing down a few things that you've helped me with throughout the years, and then Iram came through. So first and foremost, Iram, I love you to pieces, and thank you for this.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. Could you move your phone a little bit closer, honey? Because your voice seems to have gone far.
Yeah, I thought it was me. I couldn't hear her for a minute, too.
No, honey.
Better now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And so I'm fully grounded now, and I want to say thank you so much, Iram, for all the years of your show. It has assisted
my pleasure.
So much. Our own personal therapist here. My heart, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you so much. I receive that. Thank you.
So throughout the years, I have connected with Vandana's work, and what came to mind when I was preparing to say what I'm about to say is the name of her healing is Accelerated Healing, and it is so very appropriate for everything that flows through her, because every time throughout the years that I've connected with her, my light has been accelerated to shine brighter. And what that meant for me was for her to assist me in healing inner child wounds, deep inner child wounds, very much with ease and grace and gentleness and seeing, because she embodies this, she helps with healing all of this in an easy way, in a, such a loving way, and accelerated as truly is what it is. So she has helped me become more bright as a healer myself. She has helped me with inner child wounds, healing, releasing, with soul retrieval. I've done so much of her work and bought so many packages. One time she saw my horse that had passed away come through without my telling her, and she gave me the boost that I needed to further release him into spirit. And just recently, just more, but being for time purpose, just recently last week, she was on another show and I connected with her and said, and agreed with her with something. And she came back through with, thank you, and other words, but thank you. And she came through with, Loka Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu. And my heart expands as I speak of this right now, because this is one of my go-to songs and has been for years. And for love, connection. And I play it weekly, two or three times a day to myself. So we connected.
Let's tell people what that means, Caroline, in case people are not familiar with this mantra.
Absolutely. So I'll let you do that. But after
sure, it's very simple. The short explanation is, may all beings be happy, at peace, liberated, and free.
Beautiful.
And this is a global prayer that we must all chant or just say silently to ourselves or out loud, or you can sing it as well. And we say this for world peace, for internal peace, for peaceful relations with all our relations, and also with our inner child, right? But also with all sentient beings. So that's what Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu means.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But the thing is that
Caroline,
she came through with that, not knowing that that was my mantra.
That you were.
And
wow,
I've been also connected
that.
With Amma for years. Then I came back and showed her what that was. She said, connect to me this weekend, because I was about to go into a very long weekend of my own teaching to other women. Over 80 women was at this conference. And she said, connect to me, and you'll know when I'm connected. So I connected, and this is like the very quick version, right? I connected, I spoke with Vandana and with Amma, and I said, show me that you're here. And now tears are showing coming up. The Saturday night of the event that I was in, the kirtan, the last song that we sang was Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Oh my God. It was just so beautiful.
I had to share with her today. So for all who are listening, all the words that are spoken here on all the telesummits with these beautiful open-hearted beings that everyone brings through are all more than true. And Vandana's work is exactly as what it's called, accelerated light on all levels. So I would highly recommend working with her.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, my love. And lots and
thank
lots
you, Caroline. That was beautiful.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Aww,
thank you. Oh,
thank you for calling.
How
wow.
beautiful. Yeah, what a beautiful feedback. Aww. And I know many of our listeners are now very eager to receive a sample of your work for themselves. You had promised them a divine diagnostic, which basically means you're going to do they need to have a problem that they want to bring to you, or would you just scan them to see what's coming?
Yeah, I mean, you could just bring up one thing, like something that's been sort of haunting you for like most of your life, some pattern or program that's deeply embedded that seems very fixed and solidified, that doesn't seem to change no matter, you know, what healer you go to or what doctor you've been to or what, you know, psychologist or therapist, like this pattern, this program, whatever, you know, it's just sort of like a shadow, you know, and I'll just identify where you're holding it, where it's hidden and stored, where you're carrying it, and you know, and we'll see what else could come up after that, but we'll see what miracles want to be created today. But just know this is a start. This is like opening the door, opening this portal of all of these magical possibilities to come through you, to flood through you, right, with the healing that you need. It's kind of like Leonard Cohen. I went to see his exhibition recently, the song about, you know, there's a crack in everything. If we don't open this door, this portal, this gateway of possibilities, then the light cannot come in. Right? If we have
That's
all this
so
heavy
true.
Armor
yeah.
and hard walls and all of that. So, yeah, let me talk to some people and see what else
okay,
is possible.
Okay, let's do that. All right. So
yeah.
Pick a number for me, please, and I will unmute that person.
Let's go with 7.
All right, number 7. You know, that's so funny because that's the exact number I was thinking I was going to unmute on here.
We're connected.
951, who's this? 951.
Hello?
951. Hi, who's this?
Irem, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ruth Jean.
Oh, my God.
Thank
really,
you so much.
Looks so familiar. Hi. What's your question? So,
hi, Ruth. Nice
I
to meet
it.
You.
And that's my number, too. Both
Lucky
Irem
7.
And me are born in July.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 7. No wonder. All right. So what's your question, my dear?
My love life is sold, hopefully, but my finances, still I wanted to go back on my own independent business.
Okay.
I'm a business risk taker, but I'm zero capital right now, and I don't know what is holding back. And my father and mother is a gambler, so...
Your father and mother are
gamblers.
Gamblers.
Oh, gamblers.
Well,
I heard the word tumblers. I was like, what does that mean? Okay. Gamblers. Yeah. So the yeah. First of all, may I just share? Can you close your eyes for a moment and open up your receiving hands and make sure that your feet are grounded on the new earth, the very strong, like a deep grid, the earth grid, right? So beautiful. And just breathe. I'm just going to open up the top of you and the bottom of you. Breathe the light down through you and up through you. And I'm just going to kind of spiral it all around you in a triple shield of protection. This is going out to everyone. I'm drawing six blue crosses. They're not Christian religious crosses. They're archangel crosses that you see on, like, statues of angels. So they're a blue color. They represent the blue ray. We're calling in Archangel Michael, Raziel, and Zakel to assist here to clear all the timelines and lifetimes you've had with your parents when you didn't feel safe, when you were in fear of being taken care of, supported, and provided for from the mother and father, divine mother, divine father. I'm going to draw these six crosses above your head, to the left, right, in front of you, and in back of you, in all directions. There is a throat blockage, throat chakra, the voice hasn't been heard. There's a lot of suppression, stuckness, mucus. And also, where do you feel this pain in your body right now as we're speaking? Where does it want to be freed and unraveled and released? And what I'm, first of all, let me ask you, do I have your permission and 100% consent to scan you now for this divine diagnostic?
Absolutely, yes.
And if there's any resistance, hiding, unknown, unshown, invisible to the human eye, invisible to us, even to you, I'm just going to speak to this consciousness and say it's okay, it's safe, just going to calm and soothe. You know, the fear and worry, the stress and anxiety that you carried from the womb, from your birth mother and birth father. So unlock, cancel, clear the contracts, the umbilical cord between you and your mother, any toxic shame that you're holding in the gut and also in your second chakra. I'm going to unlock, unwind and unravel all of that. And I want you to take 3 deep breaths for me. 3 of the deepest, fullest, slowest breaths that you've ever taken. I'm going to slow down the brain waves into theta. And as you're breathing, just release through the gut, through the belly, your lower bodies, everything that's stored there. All the trap doors, the blind spots, the stuckness, the suppression, and the shame. Continue. And what is that voicing of your inner child, that little one, the first time that you felt this shame or this fear?
Love
what
me.
Is she saying?
Love me.
Love me. Okay, taking three more deep breaths into this part of you, into the lower regions of you, into your womb, into your hara and dantian, to your emotional centers, your feeling centers. Are you willing to open and allow and receive the loving presence of your ancestral guardian right now, who will be able to come in to your space, into this open space that we've co-created together to heal your inner child, to remother and refather?
Yes.
All of the childhood wounds. Thank you. Anything that wouldn't allow that, we say rich. Everything that will allow it, take a deep breath in, breathing in the blue light, the Syrian indigo blue light, calling in Dr. Lorfan, Dr. Khan, Dr. Fritz, all the Himalayan healing masters from the Philippines, from Bhutan, from Indonesia, from all over the planet, from all timelines, lifetimes, dimensions. Please help Ruth. Help all aspects of Ruth, all of her souls living in all timelines, all galaxies and realities, to heal herself, to forgive herself, to release all of those energies. And we ask Creator, Creatrix of all there is, to show Ruth and show each other, teach, remind your body how to let go, how to let go, how to let go. Everything that wouldn't allow that, rich. Everything that's already happening right now, race, reality, reset, auto-direct, auto-create, auto-correct, redirect, reset, recalibrate, plus, plus, plus. And just let go of all that excess energy in your storage bin, in your trash can, right? All the toxins, the shadows, the judgments, the fears, and allow, we're going to just send another rush and wave of golden pillars of plasmic photonic light, golden pillars and columns of light from the golden ones in the central sun. And you're going to feel some warmth, some tingling, some pulsations, vibrations, melting the armor, melting the heart walls. So breathing them in through the top of your head, just taking a nice, gentle, soft breath, opening the lungs, expanding them till they're as big as your entire body, and expand all the way out. And as you're letting go, you're releasing all of the debris, the density, the dis-ease and disharmony that never belonged to you. We're sending this to all of your ancestors, the troubled one, the traumatized one, the recent ones, with this ancestral guardian, the healed, whole, holy, the oldest elder ancestor who is working with you right now. So allow this presence to step closer, to back and support you, to wrap its wings around you. And allow all other disturbances to move out and away from the totality of you. Your being, your bodies, your blood, your bones, your cells, every part of your organs, muscles, tissues. Beautiful. And I'm calling in the Seraphim angels to wrap you in this beautiful blanket with the medicines, the serums, the antidotes, the remedies. All the angels, the cherubs, Elohim, Orafim, to heal and seal any openings, rips, or tears in your field, to strengthen your auric bodies and all the bodies that surround your physical skin. Just stretch out, open, notice how you feel, and come back to your potent priestess presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ashe. Kindness.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That was powerful. How are you feeling, Ruth Jean? That was a lot of clearing.
It is. I hear my right ears pop, and I've been suffering from my lower back tailbone area for the last 2 days because I'm moving to a new place and I overwork, and it just flow out. It is so subtle. It is just so subtle. And when she called, and thank you for mentioning Philippines, because I come from the Philippines. That's my birth country.
Yes.
Awesome.
And
well,
these are where a lot of doctor spirits live. So in Brazil, in Philippines, and I'm working with them too. So thank you for saying
awesome.
That.
Thank you, love, so and best of luck.
Love you both, and I'm very grateful.
You too. Love you too. And we're going to move forward because we have a lot of people with their hands raised. Let me see. All right. The next person in line, I'm just going to move to the next person. That is 530 area code. You are on. You're unmuted. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Can you move your phone a little bit, please? We can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Perfect. All right.
Hey,
so
Sharon, what's up?
Well, my oldest standing thing is my eyes. Otherwise, it's my my gut. So whatever you feel most guided to work on would be wonderful. I'd be so grateful.
And what is the feeling, the emotion that's overriding all of this, that's blocking or preventing you from healing the eyes and the gut? What's the block to healing? Yeah, what's that emotion? Can you identify it? Is it fear? Is it
Well, fear
sadness?
Is the first thing that came to my mind, but I don't, that's it. But that's what you said too, so maybe it is it.
It is. It is it. And everything's, it's all related too.
Yeah.
So, okay. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Would you allow me to scan you and to offer this divine diagnostic and the divine doctoring or whatever subtle, invisible, like etheric surgeries or treatments are recommended for you right now, whatever comes through?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, so breathing into your gut, breathing into your eyes. I'm calling on Divine Mother with the fruits and gifts of Holy Spirit to drop these little droplets of Amrita, which is the nectar of bliss. I'm calling in Lalita Devi, the nectar, with her nectar, with her ambrosia, with this, like, these heavenly potions and these this very soft, serene light. So this is a very sparkling, celestial light, and this is going to help to remother you. There's also some inner childhood stuff for sure. Let me see where it's coming from. Feeling alone, feeling abandoned, feeling left out, feeling invisible, feeling unseen. This is the eyes. Okay, so breathing into your eyes, this honey light, calling in the angels of alchemy, the angels of sovereignty to empower that little one, your little girl, with this honey ambrosia, calling in your divine intervention team, divine healers, and also the sisterhoods of the roses. See if you can go ahead. They're dropping rose petals at your feet right now. But we are empowering your divine feminine wounds and the mother wound right now. Moving this light, this soft, serene light through the front and back of your eyes. I want you to blink 3 times. Moving through the muscles of your eyes, the nerve centers, the iris, the optical nerves. Breathing in, soaking up through the eyelids, the top of your eyes, the bottom of your eyes, behind your eyes, moving all the way to the back of your eyes, the front and back of your brain, and sending this light straight down your Sushumna, Inga, Pinglia, all the nerve centers that connect the gut and the eyes. And let's just drop all the way down. Take three of the deepest breaths you've ever taken. What is this little one saying when she first felt unseen and disempowered? What is she saying right now in the scene? Maybe a memory will come back to you or an image. The first thing that your body remembers. It's not, we're not in the mind, we're in your heart, we're in your body.
I want to go home.
There you go. So go ahead and breathe into that. Merge into all the sensations. We're not revisiting it. We're not reliving it. You're not reenacting it because you're just facing it. You're naming it. You're noticing it. And naming and noticing is very important. So right now we're just identifying clearly with this crystal light, like what it is that you experience. Yes, it happened. No more denial. Yes, you can get well. Yes, you do have the right to get well, to see well, to be well, and to live well. So go ahead and release now from your solar plexus any ropes, knots, any bindings between you and the mom, you and your mom, and you and any mom that you ever had, and you as your own mom, right, to your little one. And go ahead and release all of that tightness, the tension, and the soreness, and all the beings, the bodies, entities, and energies that you've ever hosted or taken on. And just send them back to the source of love, right? Forgiving yourself, forgiving them, taking yourself off the hook, unlocking the trap doors, and stepping out into, you know, your right to heal up, to tend to your own inner child, to reparent yourself. And as you're releasing, we're just going to move right inside of the stomach walls and melt, dissolve, soften, isolate, and shrink your inner critic. Inner critic, inner judge, inner saboteur, all of the ones that couldn't get the love, the attention, to feel loved, nurtured, and adored. And sending love and kindness, forgiveness to all of those who couldn't see you because they couldn't see themselves. They couldn't love themselves, and they were just carrying that ancestral wound. So we're going to send this loving potion, the soul medicine, the elixirs, the supplements, the medicines, the serums of love, pure love, and healing and radiance to all of your ancestors that came before you, to the 9 months that you were in the womb and took on your mother's fear, your mother's stress, your mother's anxiety, your mother's worries, your mother's illness and depression. Releasing, forgiving her, releasing, forgiving yourself. And now calling in that part of you that already is healed. Your highest self is in the lead. Your I Am presence is taking over right now, is fully in charge. Drop the shields, drop the walls from your gut, trusting your gut, trusting your power, your authority, your sovereignty, your mastery. Oh, calling those healed parts back, your true essence, your true voice, your true light, your energy, and release the empathically inherited and absorbed generationally, gestationally, all of those energies, genetically, release them all back to the source of love, taking your power parts back. And now taking a nice deep breath, opening up your gut, opening up your eyes, and receiving all of you back right here and right now. And sending the Seraphim salve, the serums, the medicines, the healing balms, the ointments, celestial glue, all of that to heal and seal any hidden agendas, to heal and seal any wounds, any openings, any rips or any tears in your electromagnetic fields, in your auric bodies, in your subtle bodies, in your body parts, organs, muscles, and tissues. Anything that wouldn't allow all this right now, rich. Everything that is already happening to accelerate your highest healing recovery, race. Reality reset, redirect, auto-create, auto-correct, reset. Ashe. Ashe means respect. Respect to you, respect to your ancestors. I'm sending waves of love, gratitude, and kindness to you, your little one, and all of the bodies that you've ever inhabited. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful.
Yay.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That was amazing. Thank you so much. And Sharon, how do you feel, my dear? Do you have any feedback for us?
I feel a lot of movement and energy and release and clearing and letting go and great gratitude.
Awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank
Beautiful.
You. Thank you. I'm glad it served you. So we are, wow, these were some pretty in-depth clearings, which I'm so grateful for. Thank you so much, Vandana.
I would love for people to now find out how they, too, can connect with you at a deeper level. Let's go ahead and look at the offer that Vandana has brought for us. It is at orderjoynow.com/Vandana. So it's V-A-N-D-A-N-A, Vandana, and then the number 19. Or you can press the special offer button, whether you're on the webcast or later on the replay. So, Vandana, this brings us to this beautiful offer page, the Divine Doctoring, Spirit Surgery, and Soul Recovery. Can you please explain what you have put together for our listeners?
Absolutely. Thank you, Aram. Wow. So everyone just take a nice deep breath, first of all, and really remember why you're here, why you've come on to Aram's show, why you were guided to work with me. And please know that I'm just the channel, I'm just the messenger for these loving, you know, divine healing transmissions and diagnostics. So just take a breath and come back into your body and really, really open your heart and listen, you know, receive the what I'm about to say and share with you on a very deep level. Because you know why you're here, there are no accidents, right? So what I put together is are three different packages, from my heart to your heart, you know, from the halls of Shambhala. So these healing ashrams and retreats, these healing hospitals were made for you to know about, right, so that you can visit them in dream time or really any time. Package A has 8 different divine doctoring, spirit surgery, and soul recovery transmissions. Each one is about at least 90 minutes long. And what you're going to do with them is you're going to listen before you go to bed. This is the optimum time to really maximize continuous healing when your mind is quiet and your body is at rest. This is when spirit surgery really happens. This is etheric surgery. So it's not like your physical body is, you know, actually being touched at all. But what you're going to be experiencing are all of these either cosmic, Christed clearings, resets, and your own private healing pod, right? So you're going to be receiving all of the solar and Sirian light technology. You're going to listen to each one, no particular order, whichever one your guides say, yeah, you know, I feel like I need to receive this chakra healing or this chakra alignment or activation, or my adrenals feel like they're a little off, or I feel a lot of fear or unresolved like angst or anxiety or even anger coming up, like I'm being triggered and charged, you know, all these charges are happening, or what's happening to my bank account? We need to unlock those cash flow lines, right? Maybe for your business, maybe, you know, for your family to support them provide for them. So whichever one you feel guided to, I have a different MP3. Some are audios and some are videos, actually, where they're recordings from live webinars that contain healing embedded images. So it's sort of like a sound and light show. And each image that you'll see in the MP4s actually have been charged and programmed, you know, with all of these healing medicines, with these holy waters, whatever it is that you need. So item number one is Christ of Galactic Clearing and Healing for Density, Debris, and Disempowerment. So basically, just follow your gut. Trust your gut, like with the last caller. Follow your knowing. And trust that you'll be guided to listen to the right one at the right time. They all will help to strengthen your life force energy, to free your kundalini, creativity, sexuality, if you have blocks in those areas. Also to balance and harmonize the divine feminine and sacred masculine aspects of you, to recover and retrieve all the lost knowledge, the light language, the missing power parts and pieces of you, and really reprint your divine blueprint so that you can sort of feel like, you know, your life force is back, you're back online, you can finally feel that you have permission to be yourself, right, to live an authentic life and to speak your truth and also to thrive. Right, to thrive here. So it's about showing up, being of service, sharing what's special and unique about you, your gifts, right? And loving yourself again, loving yourself free. So that's the first one. So when you feel disempowered, when you feel disconnected, when you feel weak or depleted, like you have some type of leakage, and oh, you just feel so exhausted that you can't even get up in the morning. This is what I'm talking about. That's item one. And item two is about money karma, poverty vows. I think that's self-explanatory, but basically when you feel like you're doing a lot of work and making a lot of effort and the old way of earning income or receiving a paycheck is just simply not working for you anymore. Like what you used to be very abundant, what used to really work well, that paid the bills and allowed you to travel or, you know, buy new furniture or whatever, it's like that's not working. Why? Because you've changed. Because you're evolving, you're ascending faster than ever before. This is why you need to keep your vibration high with these healing tracks. So this is about raising the wealth vibration so that you can embody new earth prosperity. It's cleaning up, clearing up, healing up all the survival timelines so that you can step into, you know, that the field of a continuous abundance, ongoing. So it's about clearing the debts, the karma, and the vows, and all of the, a lot of us have these contracts, these sacred vows and soul contracts, where we were a monk or a bodhisattva vow, right? Or we were a nun or a priest, and we were supported by our tribe in those timelines. We didn't need to be paid, and we were actually taught that money is dirty and evil and bad. But we also didn't need to, you know, live in a high-rise condo or in an expensive, like, townhouse or whatever it is, right? So we were provided for, but now it's okay. We need to clear out all of those vows, you know, all of those debts and money shame. The third one, the third MP3, is really getting attuned and initiated by the miraculous cosmic physician of all universes. And he lives in Shambhala. This is where his healing center and hospitals are. He works with the Arcturian Medical Assistants. And so this is where you'll be instructed and informed. You'll receive all of the medicine that you need for your mind, for your body, for your soul, to create more ease, space, and flow, to reset your brain, your nervous system. It's great to listen to this when you feel that you don't belong on Earth or you just can't relate to other human beings. A lot of my clients feel that way, and they talk about human beings as another species. So if you're feeling this way and you're just feeling very overwhelmed by the density, by all the changes and the intensity as we move from 3D to 5D and higher, then this is a good healing track to release all of those, you know, stories, scripts, and ADD, anxiety, even PTSD, like any obsessive points of view. And it'll help you to readjust your nervous system as well and to really turn on the parasympathetic nervous system, which is going to help you to release the happy hormones. And what are the happy hormones? They're the oxytocin, the serotonin, the dopamine, and melatonin. So not only do you feel better, you feel calmer, more relaxed, you can rest and digest all of the earth trauma that you've ever experienced, right? And also feel like even waves of peace and bliss coming over you, washing over you. So this is a beautiful, non-invasive laser light technology that's running in the background, that's behind my words, that comes through. You can feel it when you listen. My goodness, I could talk forever, but I'm watching the time. Item number 4, clearing timeline triggers, tension, and overwhelm. Again, this is with the miraculous physician of all universes that lives between worlds, universes, and dimensions. Why? Because this is the new integrative healthcare system. So all your healthcare providers are here. We have the divine doulas, the rebirthers, the timeline transformers. We have the doctors, the surgeons, the shamans, the hunas, the kahunas. You know, all of the healers, the advanced healers that have ever lived, that are still wanting to come through because you deserve to be overlit and overseen and watched over and protected, right? So you're going to receive this intergalactic medical assistance here. And this will clear your mind, soothe your soul, and really uplift and shift you from the inside out. So again, this is going to connect you to your star ancestors, your spiritual ancestors, and galactic ancestors, and also connect you with your soul families and your star tribes from your whole planet. It's beautiful. Item number 5 is Sirian healing with Mighty Blue Eagle, who is a very beautiful, benevolent being that works through me a lot, through Planet Sirius, and clears out any congestion, any karmic miasms. So those are like karmic bumps or lumps or knots. So Mighty Blue Eagle will come as the Sirian blue healing light, the blue ray, radiate over, through, and around you. And Mighty Blue Eagle swoops down from this planet and takes away all your cares, all your concerns, all your burdens, and replaces them with blessings, right? With all forms of blessings, magic, and miracles. So this is very good if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling unseen, unheard, unsafe, or unsupported. So anything that you've swallowed, right, or suppressed, that has that's now hidden, that is no longer light but has become a shadow, this is all going to be loved free, right, of any shame or anywhere that you've ever hidden, any part of your essence, any part of your light. So this is great to clear any of the mucus or anything that you've swallowed or taken on from others as an empath. I work with a lot of empaths, starseeds, and very sensitive souls because I'm one myself. So this is very good if you're an empath and you really want to speak your truth and, you know, feel that you have an important message to share too, which you do. Item number 6 is about intergalactic soul healing with spirit shamans that specialize in soul recovery, retrieval, soul restoration. If we have early trauma, you know, even in the womb or from past lives or, you know, growing up in the most important developmental years, many times these our life force energy, our vitality, our life force breaks off and fragments, and it actually shoots out of us, and it escapes and hides in other, you know, in other timelines or realities. So there are these valuable parts of our essence and our true nature that contain exactly what we need to feel whole, holy, and complete. Examples are the ability to trust ourselves, to trust others, to trust the world, to trust God, the God of our understanding, our innocence, our presence, our playfulness, our creativity, our talents, just our self-esteem, you know, how we feel about ourselves, how we identify in this world. Those parts of ourselves that left to survive need to come back, so they're here to be reclaimed. If you're interested in something, if you feel like something's off, something's wrong, something's missing, there's a deep hole, there's a deep scar, a deep wound, or like you just feel empty inside and you're constantly seeking approval from others, please, please listen to this MP3. You'll also be experiencing Dr. Laura Fan's etheric acupuncture, which are going to unlock and unblock all of the stuck energy that you've taken on from others in the world. That means other people's stuff that doesn't belong to you. Their pain, their beliefs, their feelings, their sadness, their loneliness, their depression that you've probably been around your entire childhood. So this is awesome. So this is going to help to reprint you. On a very deep cellular and subatomic level, we have item number 7, Arcturian healing and 3D clearing for body image and self-esteem. Right now, I'm teaching a class which is about living in your dream body, transforming the heaviness, transmuting the heaviness and the density of all of that protective padding, the heart wall, the armor that we hide behind. Because it feels safer to hide. But what we're going to do in this MP3, help you to feel better about yourself, help you to love yourself with courage, with clarity, with confidence, right? So this is about unlocking the body blocks, the burdens and shame, and living in a body that actually feels good, that works right, that actually will assist you. And will help to transport and teleport you exactly to the highest timeline where you can ascend with ease and grace in a body that actually is healthy and well. So this is very important too. It's also going to open up your receiving centers, your pleasure centers, your joy and your bliss centers. So this is moving you into from a 3D body to a 5D body. So that's what I'm going to say about that. And the last item is about astral karmic cleansing and clearing. Again, for starseed sensitives and empaths who have had way more lifetimes on other planets, right, who already are very telepathic, very psychic, very gifted. The ones that feel like living on planet Earth is still strange and unfamiliar, the ones that are 60, 70, and 80 years old that are still adjusting to life here, those are the ones that should listen to this. The clairsentient souls, the very deep feelers that take on way too much, that give more than they receive. Right, so if you feel like, okay, I'm ready to be the one to receive the healing instead of giving all the healing, supporting others, you know, being that way shower, that caregiver, that caretaker for the entire world, where you feel you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, all the burdens, all of that, this is about you now. standing strong in your vulnerability, in your authenticity, receiving that vibrational support by all of your helpers, by the Divine Healing Intervention Team. And also there's an emergency medical care team. So if you are really suffering and really struggling, you know, whether it's psychological, spiritual, emotional, or physical, you know, wherever this, wherever the imbalance lies, it's going to go to the root, to the core, and Dr. Lorfan with this galactivation will come in and pull out like weeds or threads or strands, you know, all of these core fears. We go right to the root, the core wound, where the original trauma, where it all began. It doesn't matter whether it was in this body or in another body or in a parallel body. Doesn't matter at all, but we're going to find that, identify it, and heal that up for you. So you don't have to keep cycling and looping, you know, those old patterns of pain and suffering. Get your energy back, upgrade you, update you in your new diamond lit ascension body. And that's package A. And this can take months to listen to, or it can take weeks. So like I said, listen in sections or listen at, you know, in one sitting if you feel guided to, and let it play all night if you wish. Item number 9 is actually a 30-minute, I think this is package B, but anyway, it's a 30-minute etheric acupuncture and divine detox session. So you can feel the subtle, gentle, non-invasive surgeries and frequencies of what it feels like in your body to finally let go, to discharge, dissolve, and unravel all that density and debris from your mind, body, and spirit, and even the trauma from your soul. So you'll be, you know, introduced to whichever doctors want to come in. There are many that I work with, that work through me, I should say. And whatever disharmony you've been experiencing will be harmonized, will be healed. And it might take one session or it might take many, so I always provide the replay. And you'll be introduced to the infrared, heat remedies, the wound care, the laser therapies. Whatever it is that you need, I will intuitively identify for you. You don't have to do anything. You just sit back, open up, and say, I allow this, I receive this, I am here, I am present, and I'm willing to heal, and I deserve to heal, and everything else is done for you, for your highest and greatest good. And this can help with blood circulation, with pain release, with depression, whatever it is that you need. So that is package B. And then when you get package B, you get everything in package A too, right? Or I should say, when you get item number 9, you get everything in package A as well. And then we have package C. And in package C, it's the Accelerated Light Pain Healing Practitioner Program. This is a 6-week course. This is a soul series. And each track, each MP3, are recorded classes, 2 hours long, with the clearings, with the creations, the resets, including step-by-step protocols, body processes, and energy healing treatments that are also included. So you'll get the handouts, the 5 PDFs, to take you step-by-step, every step of the way. I'm with you, guiding you, and allowing you to not only heal others, but most importantly, to heal yourself. And this is the Accelerated Light Pain Healing Practitioner Program, so you'll receive a certification here, and you'll be attuned to all the divine doctors, the earth healers, the galactic guides, the Christed surgeons, and the spirit shamans. The doctor spirits are incredible. And wherever they are, whether they're in this dimension or in another dimension or in the stars, you'll receive the star medicine, you know, or maybe the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that make you feel drained and depleted. Whatever medicine you need for your mind, body, spirit, and soul, you will find, or it will find you through this program. So you could work on others right away. You can follow the step-by-step processes and protocols, and everything is there for you in this package. And what a gift to humanity that you can get other people out of pain as well as yourself. Right? So, you know, I break it down. It's all here in the package, class 1, class 2, class 3, 4, 5, and 6. And this is amazing. This is very different, as you are probably sensing, like, wow, like, what is this? I've never heard of anything like this because it's never existed until now on this planet. So I'm deeply grateful.
And we are grateful. Thank you so much for bringing this amazing offer to us. I just want to remind everybody that with the deep discounts that each of the packages are, package A, package B, and package C, just remember that you have the two-pay option for package B and C. So if you would like, then you can pay one payment now and then pay the rest in 30 days. And, of course, if you qualify for the PayPal credit, then you can purchase it now. They will give you access right away, and then you can make payments over 6 months to PayPal, which is even better. So, and remember, we guarantee everything. Package A in this case is coming with a full 100% guarantee, money back guarantee. Package B and C, of course, they're not going to be refundable after the session has been availed, because we do want to respect the healer's time. So that is so beautiful. We have a lot of comments. Ruth Jean wrote back and she said, thank you again, Iram and Vandana. My lower back, tailbone, and pinched nerve and hip pain is totally gone. I am very calm. I'm assured by her angelic voice that everything will be fine and okay. My heartfelt gratitude both to you, Iram and Vandana, thank you, and from Heartache to Joy community. Thank you so much, my dear, for writing in. Amber Rose also wrote in, and she said, wow, those clearings were so powerful. I felt waves of light flood in. And she also, a couple of people wanted to know if the healings were working for everybody else as well, or just for the people that you were working on?
For everyone. What an important question. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So there's something called invisible healing. There's something called distant healing. And this is surrogate healing. Somatic surrogate healing is when whatever is happening with one person who called in that I'm working on, everyone's receiving it in their bodies somatically, right, at the same time. And whoever hasn't been, whoever I didn't get a chance to work on is also receiving it, because the energies are already there working on you now. Okay, so unwinding, unlocking, and unraveling the armor, the blocks, you know, it's like just know that everything is reaching you, is blessing you, is bathing you in this light just by my words and even what I don't say. So it's what I do say, but it's also in the silence. So please know that everyone is receiving this healing. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful. Awesome. Well, we are running out of time. It's just always we run short of time. We're having so much fun. Leah just wrote it. She goes, oh, thank God we're all getting the clearing. Phew, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so funny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone is.
Yeah.
Well, Aram, I just want to mention, this healing started. I'm clearing my throat. I just coughed because I'm a shaman too, or I don't like to say I'm a shaman. I'm a shamanista. Okay, so it means that I had a lot of lifetimes doing shamanic work, right? And also medicine work and like wisdom teachings, all of that, on the earth as well. So I have a lot of earth energy, but I also have a lot of star energy. And what happens is if I'm experiencing something in my body, because I'm an empath, I can feel it in you. So there are lots of people with throat blockages, thyroid issues, that I've been also clearing throughout the entirety of this call and even before the call. The Divine Healing Intervention Team, they started coming to everyone who said, I need to be there, who felt I need to be there, yesterday. Even if you didn't know consciously you were going to be on the call or you're going to listen to the replay or whatever, or you're going to tell your friends, you were started to be worked on yesterday. They come the night before. Same thing if I'm teaching a class. The healing begins as soon as you sign up or, you know, whatever it is, it starts before. It didn't just start now after the introduction. And what's beautiful is I'm enwrapping and surrounding everyone in a sea salt cave, Himalayan sea salt cave, pink sea salts, to cleanse and detoxify you from any density or intensity. Right, any anxiety. So just know the healing is continuously running, maximizing, accelerating, and flowing, right? You're protected in this beautiful crystal cave, right? And it's surrounding you, your loved ones, your pets, your kids, your parents, your partners, with unconditional love, with the highest healing frequency. Again, that's not available on this planet. So it's finding you, it's moving through you because you've said yes. And it's going to run exactly as long as it needs to. So we're not going to get in the way with our egos and wonder, oh my goodness, like, can I go outside? Can I go back to work? You could do whatever you need to do. Just please be in nature. Please be in the sun. Gaze at the sun. Gaze at the stars, right? But please be in nature. This is really going to connect you with your master devas of healing, which we didn't even talk about. There's so much to talk about today. But just know everyone is included in this beautiful pyramid of light.
Beautiful. So much. Oh, my God. What an amazing call. We have a lot of love and thank yous just flowing in.
Yay.
Yeah. And she, Amber Rose, right back, and she said, yeah, that makes so much sense. I was feeling so much. Someone was working on me last night and old pain released from an abdominal surgery that I'd had years ago. Thank you so much, Vandana. So there's so much gratitude just flowing in, people just loving.
Oh, can I just share something? Who? What was the name of the person that just shared that?
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
Yes.
Yes. They're working on they were working on your like deep scars in the tissues, in the muscles, in the consciousness. Your abdomen, your belly, and even in the womb. This is what I'm getting. Let me just do one thing. Hold on. I'm just sending you some extra healing, some extra love right now. This is for everyone. This is in a green light. So calling in Archangel Raphael and Master Hilarion. And a lot of green energy for vitality, right, and clarity. And it's not your fault. And forgiveness, really. Forgiveness first, always. So, yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Whew, that
lovely.
Was good.
Thank you so much. And like I said, we are out of time. And
oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Yeah, everybody else is writing. They're saying, yeah, Amber Rose wrote again, and she said, yes, it was ruptured.
at 18
yes.
when I lost my baby. Thank you so much for this. And Antoinette also says, I feel so much better than when I did when the call started. I feel much lighter and centered. That is beautiful. Awesome. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you, Erin.
It has been such a joy. Yes, thank you. Remember,
same
guys,
here.
This amazing light worker, she's a master healer. Amazing results that people have been reporting. You heard her testimony from one of her clients that came on the call live. If you missed it, make sure you listen to the replay because she has experienced the work with Vandana, and she herself is a healer, and she was just full of compliments. She was raving about Vandana's work. We all need help sometimes. Even if we're healers, we need other healers to help us. And Vandana is truly one of those people. She's a healer of the healers. So make sure you take advantage of this offer, which is at orderjoynow.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A, Vandana 19, or press the special offer button. Lots and lots of love to you, my dear Vandana. Again, thank you.
Thank you, my
so
dear.
So honored to have shared this. Yeah. Very honored to have shared this space with you today, and thank you to our wonderful listeners. I just want to take a moment to celebrate you, to acknowledge you. I know that sometimes it gets really hard. I know the energies have been accelerating, and things are becoming very, very uncomfortable for most of us. So I'm so grateful that you are still connected. You keep coming back. Listen to these calls. We share these messages of hope, positivity, because here's the thing. Whether you have already shifted, maybe you're in the process of shifting, and maybe you're seeing the shifts happen very slowly, just know that it's working, it's happening in its own divine timing, and it does work. So by you coming back, acknowledging, you're sending a very strong message to the universe saying, you know what, I'm not giving up. I am ready for this, and I want this to be my life. So thank you so much for your commitment, for your service, and when you shift, remember you are helping the whole planet shift. So lots of love to each and every one of you. Take care for now, and bye-bye.